The Holy Gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ according to Matthew.
Glory to you, Lord Christ.
When the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question to test him. "Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest?" He said to him, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, and with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments hang all the law and the prophets." Now while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them this question, "What do you think of the Messiah? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David by the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet.' If David does call him Lord, how can he be his son?" No one was able to give him an answer, nor from that day did anyone dare to ask him any more questions. The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Christ.
In the name of God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
How do we show God that we love him? Now, I know this sounds like a question we would talk about in our youth group on Wednesdays, but it's a serious one. Do you love God? And if so, how? Jesus had many questions to answer throughout his life, but this one was amongst the most fascinating. So how can I please God? This was a question that often fascinated the Pharisees as well. They knew that the Old Testament had 613 laws. So they are all different laws that they go by. And so 40% of them encourage them to do certain things, and then 60% of that discourages them to do certain things. But the question quickly becomes, with that many laws, which one is the most important? You want to please God? You must know which law that is the greatest. It makes sense. In the same way, we also, in our own families, we might have a question like this. Who would want to know how easy it is for the next person in a member of your family? If I want to show you that I love you, what should I do? Do I do something nice to you? Is that what shows you that I love you? That's the same things in our family. There's a man called Gary Chapman. He wrote a book called The Five Love Languages. It means you learn, perhaps your husband, what is best for him to show that you love him is do this, then he feels loves. And that's not the same for another person, because another person might be receiving a gift. Another person might say, "This Christmas, I really don't want a gift because that's not me." And that different person's like, exactly. So how is it for us, if you want to say that you love God, what should you do to please God? Isn't that a nice, a lovely question? It is a question. So what do we tell our family? Do you tell your family, "I love you"? That's it. Do you, or there is more other things that you do to show them that you love them? So this brings me this question that they put to Jesus. What pleases God? What must I do to please God? And today I want us to explore the implication of Jesus' answer to this question, because it will lead us to true religion. And of course, we're talking about this lawyer who comes to Jesus. Well, you could say, maybe he wanted to trap Jesus, but he was very curious. He wanted to know, and other people wanted to know as well. And basically it's this. All of God's laws are good, but there are some weightier issues of some laws that have some principles that comes out of it. And so some people might have find, if you ask some people in the Jewish community, if you ask them, which law is the most important? Some of them might come up with, well, there's this law of circumcision, or there's this law of Sabbath, and they might tell you different things. But Jesus' answer comes as a final referee speak, that the greatest commandment is to love God and our neighbor, love our neighbor. And that these two commandments, as Jesus explained, are two sides of the same coin. To love God first is seen by the way, on the other side of the coin, the way you love your neighbor. Now, how do we achieve that? First, we have to love God with all our hearts, soul, and mind, with sincerity, not only with our lips, and to love him with the most intense degree. But you see, the obedience, all of the obedience begins with our affections. We love many things in life. Someone loves more wine. Another person may love beans. Someone may love something else. But the way we love many things in life, we pursue them with strength and passion. But when this passion goes beyond the natural, it corrupts us. And in the process, others begin to suffer because of our extreme love. I want this, I want this. I'm going to collect all the toilet papers in all here, and everybody else have nothing else left. I love myself in such a way that others begin to experience suffering because of my extreme self-love. Our natural self-love becomes good until it turns into selfishness. And this way we are the one leaving God's love, and we are, as long as we are beginning to disregard other people's lives, our neighbors. So the second commandment really is teaching us how we can love our neighbor as ourselves, to make ourselves true servants of the welfare of others. And this is a hard one, because even if we are all wired to love, the love of for other things may lead us into this corrupt version of self-love called selfishness, which can creep into our lives if unchecked. Now, since Jesus knew this lawyer and the religious leaders, they were seeking the way. I am convinced they were seeking the way. They weren't being cheeky and approaching Jesus. I think they really wanted to learn. And so Jesus wanted to bring them cleverly and slowly and by pointing them to the scriptures. And so he's trying to tell them about a scripture that is in the Old Testament. And he's telling them, by the way, Jesus Christ is the Messiah, and he is the Savior. That's himself. And he's pointing them to the Son of David, the Messiah. They know he's the Son of David, and tells them, if David knows and calls him Lord, how can he be his son? May they see that whom we are talking about, it's Jesus he's talking about. Maybe they could actually discover the purest form of love is Jesus Christ. Unfortunately, they did not understand. But then I'm afraid that, like the Jewish leaders, we also can be in a danger of being stuck in the corrupt version of self-love, which is selfishness. If we claim to love our neighbor, while the truth is otherwise, we have plenty of examples around us where you mask to protect others. You are not being unselfish by wearing a mask. So, moderate pursuit of our interest, if it means they would hurt others, will we run away from those interests? Always choose the way that help others. We must love God more than anything else. Our hearts must be united in our love for God rather than having a divided heart. All our loves and affections should go through God. And that's why the church is here, to help us, to guide us in this journey to become holy. Not because of anything we would do would influence God's love for us, but rather how we love God. Amen.